Finally, tonight we update the situation in Haiti, 4 years after it was hit by a catastrophic earthquake that killed more than 100,000 people. Efforts to rebuild a poverty-stricken island were led by the United Nations. But in a cruel twist, UN soldiers sent there to help are thought to have inadvertently started a cholera epidemic 1 year later. Now, a lawsuit is being brought by more than 5,000 Haitians. We have this report by Inigo Gilmore of Independent Television News.
The Artibonite River is in many ways Haiti's life source. For generations, people have come here to bathe. It had always provided a natural and safe source of drinking water too. That is, until it was poisoned with cholera just over 3 years ago. And people around here started dying.
This is where we take water to wash our clothes, to shower, to drink. And the UN is up there dumping their bathroom waste into the water. We got infected from the water.
Soldiers stationed at this United Nations base, perched by the river in the town of Mirabalais, were accused of being the source of the cholera outbreak. In October 2010, it was alleged that dark liquid from an overflowing septic tank was spewing from the base into the river.
My daughter got cholera when she was 2 years old, and recently she got sick again. She spent 3 days in hospital. She was much bigger than this. She's lost a lot of weight.
3 years on, there's been nearly 700,000 cholera cases. Now this insidious disease is growing more deadly. At this Médecins Sans Frontières hospital in Léogan, we met countless young families in distress.
She was just crying. She was crying for 3 days, so we drove her here. She had diarrhea in the car. When we got here, they ran some tests, and it revealed she had cholera.
The doctors are acutely worried about her child, Alchena. She's malnourished, and fungus is spreading inside her mouth. Another sick baby, Ruji, is just 6 months old. Ravaged by their harsh living conditions, young and old are succumbing quickly to cholera, which should be easy to treat. But the number of clinics and doctors here is actually decreasing, as Haiti drops off the international agenda and aid budgets are slashed.
There are less and less treatment centres, you know. There is less and less preventive activities. So as the organisations, as the government have disengaged from the day-to-day management of cholera, the number of deaths is increasing. This is the only facility where they can come. Everyone else, including the Ministry of Health, they're not present. They're not engaged in this medical activity, which is absolutely unacceptable.
Haiti had never had a recorded case of cholera before 2010. Proof of its source is not definitive, but the scientific evidence from international and local experts has been stacking up.
Scientifically, you can't be 100% sure, but the waste from the base was being dumped into the river, and the first victims were drinking water from the river. The soldiers at the base came from Nepal, a country where cholera exists. The bacteria we identified matches the one from Nepal. All this cannot just be coincidence.
It's nearly 10 years since the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti was launched. It's the third largest peacekeeping operation in the world, even though Haiti has not been at war. The UN mission has a fractious relationship with Haitians. Its forces accused in dozens of rape and sexual abuse cases, and now of bringing cholera. The epidemic is now reaching some of the most remote corners. Surrounded by rice paddy fields, this village lies more than 2 hours downstream from the UN base in Mirabalais. But even here, cholera has taken a heavy toll.
This is the water we used to drink from. We got cholera from this water.
Villagers step forward to tell us about the loss of their loved ones.
I lost my child, and I had cholera myself. When I lost my child, I thought he'd been poisoned. I took him to a traditional healer. Before we could do anything, the child was dead.
This old man lost his brother, a cousin, and his two children. He seemed shell-shocked, wondering aloud who would now look after him. They took me to a nearby cemetery, and in the undergrowth, blue plastic sheeting was clearly visible. They told me how they wrapped the bodies in plastic and buried them hurriedly in unmarked graves, fearing the spread of contagion. There's no dignity in death around here. A human bone was lying near one grave. First, there was sorrow. Now, there's real anger.
The United Nations must be held accountable. We lost a lot. They should compensate us, and they should do it right away.
They have to respect the rights of Haitian people.
Their cause has been taken up by Haiti's leading human rights lawyer, who is seeking compensation from the UN for over 5,000 Haitian victims, whose plight, he says, is being ignored.
The United Nations have human rights for rich people, human rights for poor people. We can't accept that, because the United Nations is an organization for the world.
Mario Joseph has now launched a lawsuit in New York's federal court to challenge the UN's claims of immunity from prosecution. But over at the UN headquarters in Port-au-Prince, there's a refusal to even discuss the issue.
Won't the United Nations come to just admit it's responsible for the outbreak of cholera in Haiti?
Well, unfortunately, I can't comment on that particular side of the issue, because we're not supposed to be commenting on issues that are being considered and by the legal office in our headquarters.
No, but it's not just a legal matter. There's a moral matter here as well. People are appalled by what's happened. They blame the UN.
As I said, I'm sorry, but I can't comment on it. I think what's more important is how to deal with it here and now.
United Nations is a promote the due process, the rule of law, the human right. They need to give Haitian people a day on court.
But as he seeks his day in court against the UN, it seems he won't be getting much help from his own health ministry, which is clearly reluctant to take on the world body.
We support the Haitian people who are victims of cholera.
You said you support victims of cholera. Do you support the claim of 5,000 people against the United Nations?
We support the Haitian people.
Can you answer the question? Do you support this claim, please?
Hear my answer?
You are the level of the health ministry.
Suddenly, she'd had enough. She headed for the door, jumped in her car, and drove off. The Haitian government says it's working with the UN on a 10-year plan to rid Haiti of cholera. But the aid agency is trying to hold back a disease that's already claimed over 8,000 Haitian lives, says it's an emergency right now.
So who's going to treat these patients? Yeah? This problem is not going away. Yeah? An eradication plan over 10 years is a great idea, a great initiative, but it doesn't address the needs of the Haitian people today.
4 years ago, the world responded to Haiti's massive earthquake with promises to rebuild the country and make it better than before. 4 years on, many pledges still remain unfulfilled, and the world body stands accused of heaping more misery on this ravaged people.